Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Hi, my name is JJ Niepen, and I am currently in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, and I'm a director with the Berlin Film Festival Talents. I am an Indigenous writer, director, producer, and I work in my own production company called JJ Niepen Films with my partner and sister, Justina Niepen. And we are both members of the Fox Lake Cree Nation. My background is mostly in documentary filmmaking. A lot of the films that my sister and I have created are documentary shorts. Probably our most famous one is Headdress, made with CBC Short Docs. And then a short doc called Bayline, which is about our parents and where they grew up. And I'd say the most biggest thing that I've done lately is I was an associate producer with CBC's Trickster Supernatural Indigenous TV show. I've always had a hobby in filmmaking. I didn't realize it at the time. When we were kids, my dad would let us play with his old VHS video camera, and we'd always make little films or music videos or stop motion animation, you know, really just playing around. I wasn't 100% sure that I'd even be a filmmaker growing up. I always thought I'd be a teacher or a dancer or an artist, like painting, drawing, or mostly probably doing graphic novels. And yeah, partway through university, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go into film. This is just, it was natural. It just seemed to click one day. I was like, this is what I like to do. I like to tell stories. I like to do it behind the camera it just made sense. It just clicked. For the future, I really hope to be a director for hire. Like, I really hope that to be my bread and butter. But I also want to create my own stories, features, if I can. I came to the Berlin Film Festival Talents with a project called Luminous. It is my first feature. Luminous is about a young Indigenous woman named Aura who has the supernatural gift to see and find missing people. It's a very draining gift. She must rest between each rescue, I suppose. And, you know, as you can imagine, this takes a toll on her family. Her mother does her best to support Aura, but, you know, the gift, because it takes its toll each time, her mother, Billy, just fears for her each time. And when Aura's childhood friend, Katie, goes missing, it's a race against the clock to save her in time. That's what I'm working on and sharing with people and doing my best to try and get Luminous made and off the ground. I applied to the Berlin Film Festival Talents kind of on a whim. You know how it is. You apply to these programs with like half a hope that you'll do it. But at least for me, there's always the other half of my brain saying, you're not going to get it. You're not going to do it. But at the same time, it's like, how will you get picked if your name isn't at least in the hat? You know, just throw your name in the hat. And then a few months later, I got an email saying, hey, you're in. And I was like, what? So it was really weird because, yeah, as my defense mechanism, I was like, you're not going to get in. But whatever. You never know, right? That's my optimism side beating up my pessimistic side. So, or is it the other way around? I don't know. At the Berlin Film Festival, I'm really hoping to meet my fellow talents and see what they're working on and most of all just who they are and where they're from. It's a little sad that we all can't meet in person in Berlin, but I understand why not. And I still hope that I can make those connections. And I've done similar film programs in the past, and I've made lifelong connections with my fellow participants. And I'm hoping to do the same with this program, because you never know down the road if we might work together on a future project. Like, it's, you know, that's always the aspiration, right? Is that you meet people, you network, and you hope that you come together someday and create something awesome. I mean, that's the dream, isn't it? The Berlin Film Festival's theme this year is dreams, and I gotta say, I've never heard of a film festival working with something so abstract as dreaming before as a theme. I think that's funny, but at the same time, totally natural, because isn't that what a lot of storytelling is? It's just something dreamlike. You ask people to come along with you on this story, and they have to see it in their mind's eye first, you know? So it looks different to everybody when you're telling a story. And isn't that what filmmaking is? Is coming together and just tell all of us coming together in a collective dream to tell a story and hope everyone else gets on board on this dream train. It's almost psychedelic. It's really interesting. And like I said, I've never heard of a film festival doing it before, but it totally makes sense. I think just a lot of the times filmmaking is just so bogged down by being practical about how to go about telling a story. And it's also, you know, financial. It's also just, you know, you get bogged down by the the practicalities of making a film, that you don't allow yourself that moment of just dreaming and letting being in the moment, feeling those experiences, and just, because that's what drives us, right? Is life and experiences and being in the moment. I think I sound more like an actor right now, but you know, on the first day of the film festival, today actually, I saw my first panel with Ava DeRenee, and she was talking to three filmmakers, Takeshi Fukunaga, Heppery Mita, and Almaya Tailfeathers, and they were discussing their indigenous stories. And I just really appreciate it, because you have these really three great filmmakers from three different parts of the world, except all coming with the same mindset that they wanted to tell these stories respectfully, you know, do it right. Like, I get a lot of filmmakers try to do things respectfully, but what I love best is all three of them expressed accountability, like with respect, with telling the stories. You're also holding yourself accountable if you do something wrong or you make a misstep while telling that story. And I think that's important, because not a lot of filmmakers will be accountable. They kind of hide behind a label or a brand or a company. And it's just, I think that's super important. You know, if you're going to put yourself out there as a filmmaker, you got to be ready to be accountable to the stories that you share or you ask to share and be a part of. So yeah, that entire panel was inspiring, and I was so happy. It was the first thing I got to experience here at the film festival. It was awesome, and I'm looking forward to the rest of the festival. I'd say the next best thing I'm looking forward to is just meeting the talents. It's going to be awesome. I really, 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 really hope I make some lifelong connections here. It's going to be great. I'm really grateful for this opportunity to take part in the Berlin Film Festival talents. And I'm super excited. I cannot wait to see what happens. I really hope I make some big connections. And I hope, you know, I get to share what I'm working on about my story, Luminous. But most of all, I'm also looking forward to learning about other talents and filmmakers and speakers and what projects they're working on. And hey, maybe I can work on their stuff. You don't know, with this whole being on Zoom now, or whatever platform you're using to talk to people online. I think this is the weird silver lining that we're more open to doing, connecting this way online in a virtual world. You know, it doesn't have to stay a dream. You can also make it real. Did I really just say that? Oh, goodness. Anyway, thank you for listening, and I appreciate you taking the time to hear me out, and I hope everyone enjoys the festival. I hope everyone gets to meet people, listen, and watch to all these great stories. I'm super grateful to be here. Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.